Passage 2. You now have time to read the questions. Here is passage 2 for the first time.
Good morning. I've come to see you because I'm interested in buying a made-to-measure suit. A business acquaintance of mine called Charles Schofield recommended your shop to me.
Ah, Mr. Schofield. Yes, I know him well. He's been buying his suits here since he was a young entrepreneur.
Has he? Well, that's good advertisement. He always looks very smart.
Yes, he does. But I must point out that he orders bespoke suits, rather than made-to-measure ones. It's not the same thing at all, you know.
Really? I'm afraid you'll have to enlighten me, because until now, I've only ever bought off-the-rack clothes. What's the difference?
Well, a lot of people use the terms bespoke and made-to-measure interchangeably, but they're mistaken. Bespoke is actually a term which dates from the 17th century, when tailors held the full lengths of cloth in their premises. When a customer chose a length of material, it was said to have been spoken for. So, when a tailor makes your clothes individually to your specific personal requirements, it's called bespoke. This is unlike made-to-measure, which just simply uses a basic, pre-existing template pattern that's adjusted to your individual measurements.
Oh, I see. So what do I need to do to get a bespoke suit?
Well, the first thing I'll do is discuss with you what type of suit you're looking for and its uses. Then we'll choose a cloth from the range available and we'll look at which type of style and fit will be most suitable for you. We'll take your measurements. Then a personal pattern will be drafted and cut from scratch. Using your pattern, the cloth is then cut and trimmed along with the finest linings and silks available. A single tailor is then given the parts of the garment to sew together. Each suit is completely handmade, even down to the buttonholes. And I guarantee you'll pay no more than you'd have paid for an off-the-peg suit from a designer label. It's well worth it.
I'm sure it is.
And we can also give you sound advice about trends and fashions. For example, at the moment, our customers are tending to go for plainer designs rather than pinstripes or bold patterns. Managers don't want to flaunt the fact that they can still afford a bespoke suit when people further down the pyramid have had their bonuses frozen.
Yes, of course. So, no pinstripes.
It's a shame, though. Personally, I love pinstripes. They look very elegant.
Here is passage 2 for the second time.
Good morning. I've come to see you because I'm interested in buying a made-to-measure suit. A business acquaintance of mine called Charles Schofield recommended your shop to me.
Ah, Mr. Schofield. Yes, I know him well. He's been buying his suits here since he was a young entrepreneur.
Has he? Well, that's good advertisement. He always looks very smart.
Yes, he does. But I must point out that he orders bespoke suits rather than made-to-measure ones. It's not the same thing at all, you know.
Really? I'm afraid you'll have to enlighten me, because until now, I've only ever bought off-the-rack clothes. What's the difference?
Well, a lot of people use the terms bespoke and made-to-measure interchangeably, but they're mistaken. Bespoke is actually a term which dates from the 17th century, when tailors held the full lengths of cloth in their premises. When a customer chose a length of material, it was said to have been spoken for. So, when a tailor makes your clothes individually to your specific personal requirements, it's called bespoke. This is unlike made-to-measure, which just simply uses a basic, pre-existing template pattern that's adjusted to your individual measurements.
Oh, I see. So what do I need to do to get a bespoke suit?
Well, the first thing I'll do is discuss with you what type of suit you're looking for and its uses. Then we'll choose a cloth from the range available and we'll look at which type of style and fit will be most suitable for you. We'll take your measurements. Then a personal pattern will be drafted and cut from scratch. Using your pattern, the cloth is then cut and trimmed, along with the finest linings and silks available. A single tailor is then given the parts of the garment to sew together. Each suit is completely handmade, even down to the buttonholes. And I guarantee you'll pay no more than you'd have paid for an off-the-peg suit from a designer label. It's well worth it.
I'm sure it is.
And we can also give you sound advice about trends and fashions. For example, at the moment, our customers are tending to go for plainer designs rather than pinstripes or bold patterns. Managers don't want to flaunt the fact that they can still afford a bespoke suit when people further down the pyramid have had their bonuses frozen.
Yes, of course. So, no pinstripes.
It's a shame, though. Personally, I love pinstripes. They look very elegant.